T. Santa Rosa.
Playing your request and your dedications, keeping you company all night long. Who has made a difference in your life? Who has inspired you to be a better you? Call me and tell me, and I will find a song to honor that person tonight.
Slow down and love someone with
What can I do for you, Michelle?
Well, first of all, I've been trying to get through to you for the last month, and I'm so happy.
Now that you're here, who are you thinking of?
My boyfriend. He and I just got together almost 2 months ago and has completely and totally just swept me off my feet. Wasn't really expecting it. You know, I've been by myself for 2 years, raising my kids, just me and the kids. I have two teenagers and, you know, working and going home and taking care of them, and that's been about it. And one day this man just drifted into my life and has completely blown me away, and I'm scared, but at the same time I'm excited, and I just want him to know how much I love him.
What's his name, Michelle?
His name is Lyle.
So you're scared, you're afraid to open up and be vulnerable, but you really can't stop yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm opening up, And I'm not totally, I don't want to let myself be completely vulnerable, but at the same time, I am.
Yeah, yeah, you are. You're calling a radio show to scream to the whole world, I'm in love with Lyle. I love this man. He's so nice. He's so cute.
And he's completely head over heels in love with my kids. He loves the kids, and that is a very big plus with me.
You know, if somebody handed you a cup of poison and said, here, take this, you would say, absolutely not. You said it's poison. Why would I put that in my body? Well, guess what? Anger is poison. It really is. And yet we let it brew in our bodies. We feed it. When you're angry at somebody and unforgiving, you think on it. You think on the things that they did that made you mad, that hurt you. And it's like you're simmering that poison to make it even more deadly. You've got a lot to be angry about. I'm not saying you don't. Everybody who has been hurt, who's been victimized, who's been abused, has a lot to be angry about. But holding on to that anger and letting it poison you? Not good. Not wise. Let it go. Love is so much more powerful. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. This year, change how you see your hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand that improves your hair strength, length, and visible thickness. Nutrafol's multiple formulas can show why you should not have to settle for a one-size-fits-all approach. Take the first step towards healthy hair at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com.
This edict identifies Jesus of Nazareth as a heretic and a blasphemer.
This season on The Chosen.
There are those for whom this was set off a series of events. My followers won't understand.
Lazarus, come out!
I guess you're not holding back anymore.
I can't. I'm out of time.
Season 4 of The Chosen is in theaters now. Get tickets for a theater near you at thechosenriseup.com.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. You could call them scent Maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Got a wife and kids and Baltimore Jack. I went out for a deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And of
fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice.
someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Hi, welcome to the Delilah Show. Who's this?
Rod.
Hi, Rod. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Delilah.
Who's on your heart? Who are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about my wife.
Tell me about your bride.
Well, a year and a half ago, because her dad wasn't doing so well, we let him move in with us. And we sent him away for a week right now, and I just retiled the bathroom, and I'm painting it, and all because I love my wife, or I wouldn't be doing this.
So your father-in-law is living there because he's elderly or because he's ill?
Elderly.
And while he's gone, you're doing home improvements.
Exactly.
Is this on the honey-do list?
Yes, it's something that my wife wanted. So.
Yeah, it's on the honey-do list. Honey, do this. Honey, do that.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. How many years have you been married?
20.
And I would guess if you're always this good to her, it's going to be at least 20, 30, 40 more.
Oh, man, it's been 20 long years. But it's been, they've been good years.
And what song do you want to hear for your beloved as you work away retiling?
I'd like you to pick something, Flyon.
All right, I'll find something sweet for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great night. Get back to your grout.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of Bali. You'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. She took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of Bali? We'll forget the sun the sky as we lie in fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul.